to the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio on the Word of Mom Media Network. I am your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here day after day, week after week, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen and women who work from home and are building their businesses are dabbling, you know, in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, we're savvy, and we are paving the way for others. And today in our Healthy Habits Corner, we're going to kind of, you know, turn into a different healthy corner today in talking about endometriosis. We're going to be talking Do You Endo? It's an online magazine for individuals with endometriosis by individuals with endometriosis. Do You Endo was founded in hopes of helping those who have been affected by endometriosis, whether you are a clueless husband, fiance, boyfriend, or a frustrated woman, girl, or trans individual wondering what's going on with your body. They want to help. This site will soon consist of a collection of articles, interviews, and studies dedicated to this dreadful condition that makes each month a living nightmare. And rather than me read all of this different information, I actually want to bring Tabitha Britt into this conversation. Tabitha is the founding editor-in-chief of Do You Endo, the first BS-free magazine for individuals with endometriosis by individuals with endometriosis. And you can find her byline in a variety of publications, including CBS New York, Taste of Home, Luna Luna, Thought Catalog, and Elite Daily. And I find this so amazing for you to have created something like this, Tabitha, for people, by people, because who better to learn from and understand what it is all about than from women dealing with this. So, Tabitha, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, I know this is not a clinical magazine. This is, like you said, and like we read here, it is a BS-free. This isn't about, you know, clinical terms. This is about the nitty-gritty. So explain what endometriosis is on a clinical side of it, but on a personal side, and share your journey as to what had you create Do You Endo?
So endometriosis is when tissue similar to the lining of the uterus grows outside of the uterus, and then it causes a bunch of inflammation and in turn causes a lot of pain during your menstrual cycle. When I was younger, my mom always had really painful periods, and she just told me it was something that she had to deal with. She never really told me what was going on or anything. Well, then when I was younger and I finally started my menstrual cycle, I was noticing I had the same issues that she was having as well. And so every time I went to the doctor, when I got a little bit older, I would tell them, I think I have endometriosis. And I can't tell you how many doctors have laughed at me or shrugged off my symptoms or just told me that I just don't have it. You just don't. Currently, there's not really a test for endometriosis. Many doctors, gynecologists will tell you, oh, you know, get an ultrasound. We'll see if we can do anything with that. But you can't really see endometriosis on an ultrasound unless it's webbed out onto your organs, which is what happened to my mom. So Do You Endo was actually created in a graduate class that I had. It was a design class. And when I made the site, I noticed that I had followers. What was originally supposed to be a school project turned out to be inspiring to many women, and I was just taken aback by how many people were messaging me. So I thought, okay, let's do this for real. And that's just kind of how the magazine launched, I guess.
How amazing is that? Something that started as a school project from the magazine standpoint that, you know, you realized you had followers and it was speaking to a lot of people. But I want to go back to the fact that endometriosis can't be seen on an ultrasound until it's webbed out to your other organs.
Yes, that's true. My mom, she'll tell you that her insides look like a spider web. So she had very severe endometriosis. Thankfully, when I had my surgery, the most endo they found was on my left side, but it had not reached any other organs, thankfully. However, it did give me IC or painful bladder syndrome, which just feels like you have a UTI all the time. So I have to take medicine now to numb my urinary tract, and that is because the endometriosis kind of wrapped around my urethra, and that's just something I'm going to have to deal with now. It's a cause of that.
Wow. So, all right. So endometriosis, it involves the ovaries, the fallopian tubes, and the tissue lining your pelvis, but you're saying that it can actually spread to other organs. And there's no test.
No.
How long did it take you to get diagnosed?
I was diagnosed at 24, so 14 years. Most women, it takes 10 years. To receive a diagnosis.
Wow. And you know, and again, jaw hanging open over here. You know, even as a woman, I'm serious. I really did not have any clue what endometriosis is other than, you know, something that's painful. Having never, so I applaud you for what you are doing. What, I mean, it grew out of a project in college, but, you know, now, what are the biggest misconceptions about endometriosis that Do You Endo is helping to lay waste to?
I think one of the most important things that everyone should know is that a hysterectomy does not cure endometriosis. There's no reason to get a hysterectomy unless you absolutely have to, in my opinion, because that's just, it's not that it's dangerous, but you shouldn't have to remove things from your body unless you have to. The reason a hysterectomy does not cure endometriosis is because it grows outside of the uterus. So even if you do have a hysterectomy and you have endometriosis, you will most likely still be in pain. It will still grow.
Wow. All right. So once you have a hysterectomy, where wouldn't they even see the endometriosis when they are in there giving you a hysterectomy?
So the only people really, in my opinion, who should be doing these types of surgeries are endometriosis specialists. There are not many out there. I want to say there's like 22 in America, but I'm not 100% sure on that. But I do know an estimated 200 million women worldwide have endometriosis. And a regular gynecologist is not who you want to be doing your laparoscopy. Laparoscopy is that's how you are diagnosed with endometriosis. So even to receive a diagnosis, you have to have surgery. So sometimes if you don't, so this, another misconception, I guess, is if you're in a lot of pain, that doesn't mean that you have a whole bunch of endo or a little bit of endo. Your pain doesn't necessarily equal how much endometriosis is inside of you, if that makes sense. So women, even with really, really tiny lesions or very tiny bits of endometriosis, can still be in a world of pain. And sometimes if you go to someone who is not a specialist, they will do surgery and they will miss the endometriosis and not realize it. And then so after surgery, you're wondering why you're still in pain or why it's so terrible. And it's because the person who did your surgery was not specialized in endometriosis and missed it. Because sometimes it can be really, really small, but still cause the exact same amount of pain.
Okay, so 200 million worldwide. How, do you have any estimate what, you know, here in the United States, how many millions of women in the United States?
7 million
women in the United States.
Yes, I believe that.
Okay, and 22 gynecologists that specialize in this. So
I'm not 100% about that, but I think there are 22 endometriosis specialists in America, but I'm not 100% on that number.
She can't imagine why all these women are being misdiagnosed. It's, you know, wow. Wow. You know, I guess when you don't understand what something is, you know, then it makes it that much harder, obviously. You know, you know what? I think we should take a break right here because I don't want to break up the what the symptoms are, how it gets that, you know, all of that. I want to leave that into the second part of this conversation, Tabitha, that I find so incredibly fascinating and completely mind-blowing. I so applaud you for what you are doing. We are going to take a quick break here on Word of Mom Radio to hear from our fabulous sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment with Tabitha Britt from Do You Endo. As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans, take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from stadiumbags.com. Our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium-sized backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at stadiumbags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio with Tabitha Britt. And we are talking, Do You Endo. She is the editor-in-chief of this No BS magazine about endometriosis by women with endometriosis. And what are the symptoms? Because from what you are saying to us, it's really self-diagnosis, since there aren't a lot of doctors out there qualified to find it.
Yeah, the problem with endo is that many doctors misdiagnose it as IBS, appendicitis, an ovarian cyst, which is why they will tell you they want you to get an ultrasound because they're worried you have a cyst. So the main symptom is pain, very painful period cramps, long periods that last maybe like 7 days. I know mine did. Especially when I was younger, just very heavy menstrual flow for a long time. That's very painful. Bowel and urinary disorders. So any kind of maybe burning, like you have a UTI, that's a hint that maybe your endo has gotten into your bladder, or like me, has given you painful bladder syndrome. Sometimes women will vomit because the pain is so bad. So if you're on your period and you find yourself throwing up, that's not normal. That's not what, you know, I hate to say normal because we're not abnormal, but that's not supposed to happen. So you really should go and see a doctor. If you cannot see an endometriosis specialist, at least go to a gynecologist and tell them what's happening.
Wow. You know, as somebody, I had polyps and had to have two different DNCs, one at 18 and one at 48. I mean, I had my period for 6 months. And literally 6 months. It just didn't stop. And, had the DNC, but I had horrible cramps, but after my kids, my cramps changed after I stopped using tampons. I read a long time ago that unless you're using organic, which is all cotton and whatever, tampons, the ingredients are designed to help make you bleed more. And think about it, it's shoring you up as opposed to letting your body flow, which to me just, you know, anything I could do to lessen cramps. But, you know, once I had the DNCs, I mean, it was just done. And then I've gone through the change. But, you know, when I think back, you know, on different friends of mine and stuff like that, I'm like wondering how many people just suffer through it because, you know, we're told that we have to.
And that's the thing. So many women stay silent because they think that it's something that happens, that no one will care. It's really hard going to a doctor and telling them all these embarrassing things that may be happening to you, you know, when you use the bathroom or when you're on your period, and you have to get up the courage to tell them these things. And then when they look at you and say, like, you're crazy, you don't know what you're talking about, like, you definitely don't have this, it's hard to go to another doctor. But once you do it enough times, it gets so much easier. I cannot tell you how many times, actually the last time that I went to a gynecologist before my surgery, she was like, just because your mom has endometriosis doesn't mean you do. It's not hereditary. And that's not true. You're more likely to have endometriosis if your mother, your sister, your aunt, your grandmother.
Of course you would. I'm serious. That just made me be like, seriously? Oh, really? It's not hereditary. All the other things can be, but endometriosis isn't. Like if your mom's got breast cancer, your mother had this, your mother had that. I'm serious. If it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's not an eagle. Oh, doctors upset me sometimes. You know?
Yeah.
They really do. You know, and I'm sorry, but as I'm doing finger quotes, lay people, when your doctor tells you that it's in your mind or whatever, you know what? You tend to believe the doctor and you second guess yourself. And it's so frustrating that, you know, women, let's face it, we have been taught to, that is just, you know, in the whispered back room, that is women's issues and not, you know, that's not dining room table conversation or anything else. And, you know, they don't even want to talk about it at the kitchen table. You know, that's in, and it, what a shame that we are taught to be embarrassed about this, you know, that we're taught to be embarrassed when we, when we're on our period. The very thing that enables us to actually, if we have a body that can bear a child, have a child. Oh my gosh. And we're taught to be embarrassed by it. There are cultures in this world that will not shake the hand of a woman outside of their family because they might be unclean, meaning we might be on our period. I think the Native Americans had it right, though, where, you know, you had your own teepee and the other women who didn't have their period brought you hot liquids and stuff. It's like, you know, thanks. That's kind of smart. I'm sorry. I had to inject a little levity into this very, very serious conversation because, again, you know, it took you 14 years to find a doctor who finally listened.
Mm-hmm. And it was the whole thing about being embarrassed or maybe listening to your doctor when they tell you that nothing's wrong. When I was in graduate school, I thought I was going to go crazy because I couldn't even use the bathroom without urinating blood. And I was in so much pain. And I went to a gyno-urologist, and he just flat out told me that I did not have endometriosis. And what he said was, you're not supposed to hurt before and after your period, just while you're on it. And I just laughed in his face. But I... it was
really?
My, yes. Yes. But
wow.
it was affecting my work life and my schooling. Kind of feel like I was cheated out of my final semester of graduate school just because I was in the hospital a lot or I was at the doctor all the time. But I found my specialist when I went to the Endometriosis March. March is Endometriosis Month. And the Worldwide Endometriosis March is done by Dr. Nizat and Dr. Far Nizat. He has a brother who also specializes in endometriosis. And when I met him, I called the very next day to get an appointment. And within 10 days, I had scheduled my surgery and had it and was in recovery. It was amazing. He changed my life.
Wow. You know, I'm such a firm believer of, you know, self-diagnosis. Nobody knows your body better than you. And what a shame that there are doctors out there that don't listen. That don't listen. And you know what? Good for you that you've created Do You Endo and given a place for advocacy. Because if we don't advocate for ourselves as patients and as women, and I'm so tired of men telling us, you know, what our bodies are doing and what they should be doing. It's just, oh, boy, you know, what is the number one tip you want to share as we are getting ready to be ending this conversation?
So basically, going off of everything we just said, the number one thing is to trust yourself. If you know something's going on with your body, but your doctor's telling you you're wrong, go to another doctor. See another one. If you go to the doctor and they want to just throw pills down your throat or tell you that you need hormone therapy, get a second opinion because it's just going to do, it's going to harm you more in the end. Seek a specialist. Go in online and look up an endometriosis specialist if you think you have it and your doctors aren't helping you or aren't listening to you. If you need help finding a specialist, go to Do You Endo. Contact me personally. I will help you and find a specialist for you in your area or figure something out because I just... I need more people to realize that this is a very serious thing, and it could potentially ruin your life. And if you let it, if you advocate for yourself, then, you know, even though there's not a cure, you're one step closer to not feeling as much pain, or getting closer to that word normal, I hate, but getting closer to normal.
Well, you know, we say normal insofar as, you know, just, you know, nobody should have their normal consist of pain when it can be prevented.
Right.
And let everyone know how they can find Do You Endo.
So we are on almost, we're on all social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and it's just like that, D-O-Y-O-U-E-N-D-O. That's our handle everywhere. If you Google endometriosis New York, it may come up, but I would suggest just looking up our handle.
You know what? Reach out. Share this with other women. You know what? Even if you are not somebody, I don't have endometriosis, but you know what? I bet I know women that do. And that's why these shows are so important. And that's why what you are doing is so important, Tabitha. And I really appreciate you taking the time to come and share with us here on Word of Mom Radio. And more importantly, for creating Do You Endo, you know, for women with endometriosis, by women with endometriosis, because we all have our journeys. And when we share them and don't hide them, we empower other women to do the same. So we can shed the embarrassment, we can shed the shame, and move forward in a healthy way. So thank you so much for your work. Really appreciate it. I really, truly do. You are very welcome. And on behalf of everyone here at Word of Mom Radio, I want to thank you for tuning in. We are going to close out, obviously, with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. She is you. So on behalf of everyone here in the Word of Mom Media Network, thank you so much for joining us, and go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She